Superintendent Frank Hauser told the Sitka School Board that there were many possibilities for using the money, which could top $300,000 in a couple of years, including establishing an activity scholarship fund for students already eligible for the free and reduced meals program, and limiting the activity fee paid by students to one single fee paid once per year, rather than paying separately for every activity. Hauser said a survey posted on the district's homepage was generating results.
Our preliminary survey responses include a strong preference for students for the use of the fund directly for students, which is exactly in line with what the assembly talked about and the district's initial ideas are focusing on.
The Sitka School Board heard a major update from the district's cultural education program. Director Jewel LeBlanc described the grants she manages and the projects they support, everything from the Cradle to Career grant to Box of Treasures, Culture Class, and summer camps. After 2 years of remote participation, many of the programs are reintegrating into the district's curriculum. LeBlanc said that one parent found the Sitka district's approach to be especially empowering.
Personally, it's very important because I feel like oftentimes I've been told I'm not Native enough to learn the culture, or I don't look Native enough. And so knowing that that's something that I have heard, it's something our students are still hearing. And it was really neat to hear this quote come from this parent that just shares how much it means to them that the culture is accessible within the school day, not just where they have to be Native enough or after school.
LeBlanc herself is a graduate of Sitka High. She explained that although cultural education was offered in her day, it was more universal now throughout the schools. She was playing catch-up.
As a district alumni, I didn't get a chance to learn the language in the school. I was very into sports, and so I never had the opportunity to even opt into SNEP classes. So I didn't learn the language. And so now as an adult, I get to learn it. And so I'm going to say this to you, but I also invite you all to try saying these words too. If I can do it, you can do it. And it's okay to not say it right. So thank you for listening.
Board President Blossom Teal Olson could relate to LeBlanc's experience growing up in Inupiaq in Fairbanks.
I had a very similar experience growing up. There was hardly any cultural education within the schools. They'd say, are you Native? And if you were, you stood up. And they're like, okay, now go learn about yourself. And we'd leave the room, and we'd spend 15 minutes learning something that someone read in a book.
In other business, the Sitka School Board heard an enrollment update from Superintendent Hauser, who reported that the average daily membership, or ADM, during the official count period in October fell below the 1,125 students the board had budgeted for by around 9 students. Nevertheless, the district has an available balance of CARES Act funding and was still in the market for additional AmeriCorps staff in the elementary schools. Hauser also said that a contractor had begun work removing the defective heat pumps at Blatchley Middle School, which has been without reliable heat for a full year. Hauser said 2 new heat pumps have arrived in Sitka and 2 more are on the way.
Our contractor is pulling out the old heat pumps today in preparation for installing the new ones. As I said in my update last month, he was able to band-aid one of the units and get some heat going in the building. So the building has had some heat in the interim, but we're excited for that process to be starting.
The Sitka Assembly in August set aside $600,000 to replace the Blatchley heat pumps, which are only 11 years old but may have been improperly installed. And finally, the board's student representative, Felix Myers, shared some good news. He'll soon be lending his voice to school policy at the state level, and next year he will have a voting role.
So I was selected to be the junior student representative to the State Board of Education and Early Development for the state of Alaska. In that position, what that means is that I will be one of the students representing all students of Alaska to that board, and next year I'll be sitting as the senior representative and be a full voting member of the Board of Education for the state of Alaska.
As the current representative for Sitka High, Myers lent his strong support for adding a student member to the school board from Pacific High. The board agreed and approved the proposal on first reading and will consider the matter again on second reading in December. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.